it's your buddy, mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Thank you, everybody, for being a part of the team, hanging out, being up early, or listening to the podcast. Both, we appreciate. Let's see what's happening with everybody in the room and what's the haps.
Hey, what's the haps?
Amy, what's up?
Okay, so Thanksgiving leftovers are probably coming to an end right about today. Like, not, you eat them or throw them out or whatever. And I saw a recipe for Thanksgiving pizza. And it's a way you can just, like, throw everything on and everybody can eat it. So you go get, like, a regular plain pizza crust so that you can do your own homemade pizza. You use, like, mustard as the base. And then you put turkey and cheese and mashed potatoes and stuff on top. And then you bake it, like, at 475 for 10 minutes. Pull it out. Dip it in some cranberry sauce. It's like...
That's pretty good sounding. Even this early in the morning, that's pretty good.
That sounds good.
I went to an ice cream place last night. We shot American Idol till last night.
Yeah.
And afterward, there's an ice cream place nearby. It was called Salt and Straw. And we go over, and they have all these random flavors that menu changes every week, and they still had their Thanksgiving flavors up. And I had this ice cream that was turkey and pumpkin pie.
Mm-hmm.
And it had little bitty bits of turkey in the ice cream.
No.
But I'm telling you, I know. It did.
Real turkey.
First, I was like, there's no way that's going to be good. So I had it was really good.
Mm-mm.
Bones, that's disgusting.
I know, it sounds that way, but they wouldn't make it if people didn't buy it if it wasn't good. It was fantastic. And then I had a scoop of peach cobbler ice cream, too, made Thanksgiving. Anyway, it just reminded me of your thing. But yeah, the ice cream was great.
Mm-hmm.
But it had little bits of turkey in it. I know it doesn't sound good.
It does not.
But I'm telling you, it was fantastic. It's good.
Meat in my ice cream.
I know. It was salted caramel Thanksgiving turkey.
Mm.
So I know.
Okay.
It's the crispy skin. They put a little bit of that in.
No,
they roast
stop,
it.
Stop, skin.
Then their homemade caramel, and they bake it with duck fat for extra richness.
Okay. All
sweet
right.
And salty with buttery crunch. I'm telling you, it was great.
We'll believe you.
Yeah, we'll just take your word for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't believe it either, but I love it. It's good.
Hey.
What's the haps?
What's the haps with you?
Well, not to make Eddie jealous, but that's exactly what I'm about to do.
Oh, my gosh. What is it?
Guess who's following me on Instagram?
Tom Hanks.
Emmett Smith.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, you guys are kind of, I mean, you all know each other.
Okay.
I saw you post a picture with him. Oh,
I met him a year ago when I won Dancing with the Stars because he's a former champion.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I thought it was so cool. No, former Dancing with the Stars champion.
Oh, yeah. And Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right.
But he came up and I thought, this is Emmett Smith. I grew up watching him. And so then we got sat by each other at the finale and we were talking the whole time. And then he tags me in a picture and I go over to, and he's following. And I was like, Eddie's going to love this. So yeah.
Do you guys DM?
We haven't yet. I have to see a picture that I like of his and I can relate to. I don't just DM out of nowhere.
What about just watching a Cowboys game? Oh man, did you see that play?
No,
that's crazy.
No, don't do that.
And you would have done better
right?
than that, Emmy.
Yeah.
I always play it real cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Emmett Smith followed me on Instagram. Thought it was really cool.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's always cool. All right. Hey.
What's the hat?
Lunchbox.
Look, guys, we are now 3 days into December. It is okay to start Christmas. You can put your lights up. Thanksgiving is gone. It is okay. I put up my first Christmas decoration last night. We got a big old Santa hanging on the front door. So I'm going to say I'm out of the you can't decorate. It's Christmas time. Decorate away.
Lucky for me, I've been decorated for a while now.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Dog just want to kill that tree every day. But I was forced decorated because of our Christmas party.
We had
a little early.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, there we go.
Hey, what's the hat?
Eddie, you're up.
I thought this was kind of good news for Bobby. So Twitter has announced that they're deleting inactive accounts. Now it's this month. They start doing it like December 12th. But I think it's cool. Like maybe the person that took regular Bobby Bones
gets deleted,
and then you can have it back. Would you be interested in taking that back?
I would be interested if I could get all of them, because I'm Mr. Bobby Bones on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok everywhere. If I could get all the Bobby Bones, I would switch. But right now, I'm okay.
You don't want to just switch one.
I would take it, but yeah, as a show, you guys tried to buy that for me once for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
But he's private; he doesn't even tweet.
No. I know, but if he's been inactive for a certain amount of time, they're going to delete that account and it'll be available again.
He's only following 12 people. So he doesn't get on Twitter.
Let's watch it, Bones.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate the heads up.
Yep.
All right. Everybody, thank you for hanging out with us here on Tuesday's show. Let's get going right now.
The Morning Show's official YouTube channel. Go to YouTube, search Bobby Bones Show, and subscribe today.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
Yeah, winter storm Ezekiel has now affected 30 states. It'll be by the end of today. The bad weather's already delayed or canceled thousands of flights, so definitely check your flight before you head to the airport. In other news, former President Jimmy Carter, he's been hospitalized for health problems. He is America's oldest living president. And finally, the FBI admits the Face app is a potential threat, and they do warn to be careful when you download any app developed in Russia. Back to you, Bones.
Bobby Bones.
All right, Hillary, what happened?
My friend was cat sitting, and the cat was up on her counter, and she had an expensive dish there. The cat knocked it off, broke it, and she wants to know if she should pay for it or have her friend who owns the cat pay for it.
Okay, so she's watching a cat. Amy, if you're watching a dog and that dog breaks something in your house, do you?
It's on me. I mean, it's mine. And it's a bummer that the animal I'm watching doesn't belong to me, but it's at my house and it broke my dish. Like one time I was at a baby shower that I was helping host at some other girl's house and I was cleaning dishes afterwards and I broke it. And she didn't make me pay for it. Because it was hers in her house. And I thought she handled it so well. And I felt so horrible. But it was like really nice, like crystal something or another. And I would have paid for it. But she looked at me and she said, you know what? It's just things. It's not a big deal. I don't even think twice about it. I'm the host. That's what you get for being the host. So I was like, okay, you're so nice. So like as the cat sitter, this is what you get for being the cat sitter.
Yeah, I agree. I think if you're watching the cat, you kind of deal with whatever the cat does while at your house. Mm-hmm. Maybe you should watch the cat closer.
Yeah.
I just think that...
I mean, it's a bummer, but you can't charge your friend like...
Yeah, it's a bummer. Yeah. You agreed to take the animal in.
Right.
Lunchbox?
You broke it, you buy it. That's the rule. So the cat broke it. Whose owner is that? They pay for the dish. It's sort of like if my kid was over at someone's house and they knocked something off the table, guess who's going to have to pay for it?
Not you. Me. They're not going to call you to pay for it.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Have they ever?
Well, my kid can't break anything yet.
Okay,
he's young.
So that's what I'm... Eddie, if your kid went over to somebody's house.
Yeah.
And they broke something, like a dish.
That's never happened to me, like that I have to pay for
but
that.
But if it would, you wouldn't charge them.
And if my friend charged me, they probably wouldn't be my friend for very long.
Yeah, it's just a weird... Yeah. Hillary, here's that. We're three against one here. The girl who was watching the cat just should pay for her own broken dish. Mm-hmm. Like, don't let the cat on the counter. You've agreed to take care of the cat. Take care of the cat. That's what we need. So take that back to her.
Okay, I will.
And Amy, sorry you broke your friend's dish.
Oh, this was years ago. It's fine, but I still remember how she handled it, and she made me feel so... good about. I never felt so good about breaking the dish before.
I had a friend that threw a party and I ran over one of his lights in his yard.
Bobby made you pay.
There you go.
I didn't make him
pay me.
Oh,
I thought
at the end of the day. At the end of the day, I paid money to charity.
Didn't make him. Well, yeah, you guys can go all you want. At the end of the day, Eddie broke the light and I was like, hey, if you want to donate that money to charity, I'll pay for the light myself.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to start yelling all you
Sorry,
want.
Sorry, we forget the details.
Yeah, that's exactly. A long time ago.
No, last year.
Yeah.
All right, thank you guys.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Bobby Bones, y'all.
All right, Eddie, who does all our video editing. Your oldest son is how old?
He's 11.
And he loves movies?
Oh, he loves the cinema.
Is that what he's going to do?
I think so. He always says he's going to be a movie director, but if that doesn't work, he's going to do something in movies.
So you took him to watch Frozen 2?
Dude, he loves movies, and every time a movie comes out, he wants to see it the week of, and yes, I didn't take him to go see Frozen. I'm not a fan of Frozen, so I told my wife, you can take him.
Oh, so you didn't go with him?
No, I did not.
But he's just reviewing it.
Yes. Okay.
So you saw the movie Frozen 2 quickly. What was it about?
Anna, Elsa, Kristoff, Sven, and Olaf are all back on a hilarious, dark, and unexpected sequel.
Is he reading that?
Nope.
Oh, wow.
Because that's like the written synopsis of it.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, what I do is when he comes home from the movie, I say, all right, I'm going to give you 30 minutes and think about what you're going to talk about, and then I'm going to get you a review from the movie. No, he didn't write anything down.
That's so funny to me.
It's a big mystery about Elsa's powers, how she got them, and what happened to their parents.
All right, now, Olaf, you said it was kind of a different character than Frozen 1. Tell me.
Well, he's just like, in Frozen 1, he was kind of annoying. In this one, he's like trying to be mature and stuff, and he's like, It's like really funny.
Now, you weren't that big of a fan of Frozen 1 because you said you were a boy and this is kind of girly. Frozen 2, did you change your mind on that?
Yes. I still don't like Frozen 1, but I do like Frozen 2. It's a lot better.
Out of 5 icicles, what do you give it?
4.5 icicles.
You love the movie then.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Wow.
I feel like you wanted to hate on it
a little hesitant on that one.
That's cute.
Mm. Oh, that's funny. How are the kids?
They're doing really well. They're all doing really well.
Here we go. Four kids, 2 of your own, 2 foster kids.
Yeah, man, one of them's a baby, so every time they go to a movie, I'm staying at home with the baby.
Are you still good with babies?
Yeah, I'm actually really good with the baby. The diaper thing is still, like, I was never a big diaper changer, and so now with this foster baby, I'm changing diapers.
Oh, you are?
And I remember why I didn't want to change my own kids' diapers.
Because?
It's brutal, dude. It's not fun. Ugh. It's terrible.
But I thought with your own kid, it wasn't a big deal.
No, with my own kids, I didn't change a lot. I would even smell it and act like I didn't smell anything.
You're like, there's nothing going on here.
I can't do that this time around.
No?
No.
Okay, Frozen 2, 4.5 out of 5 icicles from your son.
Pretty good. I think he liked it.
There you have it.
Missed any of today's show or just want to listen again? Check out the Bobby Bones Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Ahead of his special on ABC tonight at 8/7 Central, Brad Paisley shared a new song with St. Jude survivor Addie Pratt. The song is called Alive Right Now.
It's great to be alive right now. By the grace of God somehow. Yeah, girl, this is our time. I'm glad that I'm
We're going to have Brad Paisley on a little later, his specialist tonight, and also our St. Jude Radiothon. Speaking of St. Jude, starts on Thursday. So love that, and you know, love that he put out a song that's kind of reflective of that, and that we'll be on that special. All right, what else, Morgan number 2?
Jason Aldean thinks his son Memphis will follow in his footsteps.
When music comes on, I mean, even from the time he was really little, you know, he would kind of start dancing around and doing his thing, you know. So, you know, I feel like between myself and his mom, she's, you know, a great singer too. And so I think between the two of us, I think it's probably inevitable with him.
Family band. That's what I'm looking forward to. The Aldean family band. It'll be like the Carter family, but just with Benton cowboy hats. All right, there you go.
Miranda Lambert is all about listening to full albums from artists.
I'm still romantic about full albums. I still want to hear my favorite artists from top to bottom and see where they've been the last couple of years. You know, it feels like seeing an unfinished painting to me if you skip around. But I know that's not the new way, so I'm glad to be heard in any way, really.
I'm Morgan number 2. That's your skinny.
Bobby Bones.
Kenny Chesney tells Bobby about that time he punched a fan.
This fan, this guy, grabs me by the knees and picks me up. And I just reacted, and I went, pow!
Oh,
I mean, I hit him
gosh.
Right in the face really hard.
He let go immediately?
In front of 60,000 people. Right? You know, I mean, I'm thinking the whole first couple of songs, I went, this is great. I'm going to do this whole show, and everything I make tonight, I want to give to him.
The Bobby Bones Show.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's this church in Little Rock, Arkansas, and they decided to form a diaper bank where they collect a bunch of diapers and then they distribute them to families in need, specifically diapers. That's what they want to focus on. And so far, they've given away 4,500 diapers
wow.
to families. And that's just because they realized, oh, that's a need for people. Let's start a bank. And then banks get people to donate. I mean, if you quote unquote have a bank.
Yeah, I think it's cool too. A lot of groups listening probably can find a way to help out like that.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of people looking out for other people. That's good. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Kansas. A man was driving through Kansas and he runs out of gas and he has a warrant for his arrest, but he's like, you know what? I need some gas. So he calls the Kansas Highway Patrol.
Oh, that's funny.
It says, hey, I'm on the side of the road. Can you send someone to bring me some gas? So they send an officer.
They send a cop. The guy requests gas from a cop with a warrant out for him.
And they run his license plate and they're like, oh, you got a warrant. Cuffed him and stuffed him. Oh.
That's crazy. That's funny. All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
I'm so against body hair on me. Like, I will, you know, I shave my face and my neck. I don't even like beard hair on me yet. And then I even, you know, that little spot on your neck, Amy, that like that hole that goes right before like your chest starts.
Yes.
Like I shave that real deep and then I'll shave the top part of my chest as well.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, no back hair, really. I got a little bit, I guess, just from, it's not real back hair. It's like fuzz. But then I shaved my chest too. Where do you stand on body hair?
Oh, I don't like back hair, but chest hair is sort of okay, a little bit. I like beards, but yeah. I'm not into a lot of hair, I guess.
Did your husband have a hairy chest?
A little bit. It's not too hairy, no. It's just a little bit.
What do you think about me when mine's like a baby's butt?
I mean, that's...
Is that too little of hair?
Maybe. Does it feel like is that soft? Wow. Like a baby's
Well, it's just
butt?
It's just clean.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess it's fine. I don't like, you don't have back hair, so that's a win. But I guess, I don't know, what do the girls say that you date?
Well, they don't get to see that. That's like a prize.
That's a prize.
Yeah. I don't just walk around with no shirt. I'm a little self-conscious of my body for sure.
Yeah. Mm.
And I'm not just out naked with girls. I'm just dating.
Yeah. I mean, I'd prefer someone to be more into, like you, taking care of their body than not. So, yeah, I'm sure it's fine.
What about when I shave my armpits?
That's weird to me.
Like I could I do clippers.
I know. You've done that for a long time, and I think that is bizarre, but fine. Better than, like, if it's, like, when Lunchbox's arms are down closed, it's like a troll, right, Lunchbox?
Yeah, his hair comes out. Yes. Through his short sleeve shirt sleeves.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes it does, and women like that.
So
they do?
It's the sign of a true man.
That is where I think trimming would be. Like, if you didn't trim and yours looked like that, then I'd be like, yes, trim away. But I don't know that a lot of people have it that much.
Yeah, this but what from, would you rather have, mine or Bobby where he shaves it all?
He doesn't shave it all. You don't shave it all. Do you?
What do you mean?
Your underarms? You don't shave
it
all.
I just take a clip or two.
Yeah, it still has hair.
Sometimes it grows back.
Oh.
That's like, what I'm saying.
But, Bobby, but if don't shave it all. Oh, don't.
You can't do that, dude.
But if
Bobby, wait, no. I thought you just trimmed it.
Well, no.
You
so
just...
it grows back, and then I cut it all off again.
But at some point in time, it's just...
Oh, boy.
There's no hair there.
It's like a 12-year-old.
No. Why have for years I misunderstood what you were doing to yourself? Stop it. No. You need hair, but just not all the way.
From Askmen, when it comes to body hair, ladies of all ages hate a hairy back. A recent survey found it's fine to have chest hair as long as it's not chest hair that morphs into the shoulder, back, and neck hair. Back hair is a huge turnoff. Wax it off. Some chest hair is okay.
Uh-huh.
Like facial hair, body hair can be an age indicator, making a guy look a little older and wiser. But you'll need to trim. Amy, your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with that. Askmen is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And they didn't mention underarm hair, but what you need to know, Bobby, is trimming it is fine, but don't get rid of it fully.
Okay.
Don't do that.
If it were up to me, I'd have no hair on my body whatsoever.
No?
I would start with a clipper, well, from the top of the head. After my neck, there'd be no hair all the way down to my ankles.
Have you ever shaved your legs?
No.
That's weird to me. Why wouldn't you do that?
Well, because it takes a long time.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm not trying to do that. I just like run a clipper down it. Anything I can run a clipper down, Amy, I do.
Okay, cool. Good to know. Cool. Does anybody else in this room have opinions?
Oh, I told you, I'm all hair. I don't do it.
I'm all hair. Like it. How disgusting is that?
Eddie, what are you?
I don't have a lot of hair. But if I do, I keep it nice and trim and clean.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Why is hair so awkward to talk about?
It's very awkward.
It's not. Why is it awkward to you guys to talk about hair?
I just feel awkward now that I know that you shave your arms fully, your underarms fully. You should just go get laser hair removal. Get rid of it for good. Why not?
Because no. I did laser hair on my back, top part of my back where I had those moles cut off.
Yeah.
I did that. Mm-hmm. It works great. I'm a big advocate of it. All right.
That's all. Just trying to have an adult conversation.
Make
here.
Sure before you go out with a girl and you're wearing a tankie that you have hair.
Yeah. Make sure it grows out a little bit.
Really?
Yes, really. If I was going out with a guy on a first date and I realized he shaved his underarms, I'd be like, nope, gotta go. That is equivalent to a nipple ring.
Hold on.
Yes.
No, it's not the same as a nipple ring.
Yes, it
Let me bring in Morgan number two.
She's been laughing the whole time, though.
Morgan number two, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in a tank top. We're on. It's not summer now, but let's say it's summertime or we're at the gym. And I have clippered, not straight razor, but clippered my armpits. There's almost no hair there. Is that weird
to
you?
No underarm hair.
It is a little bit weird.
Yep.
I just kind of expect some hair there, you know?
Okay.
This Look at mine. Would you rather have this?
Oh, gross.
Okay. Not like, I don't want like super hairy, but I do want some
this
hair.
This segment's dumb. Yep. I'm done with you guys.
Okay. Yes, Bobby
Bones. Tomorrow, we're announcing the lineup to our $1 million show, which is the Raging Idiots. And we do a big show here locally, but it's probably the biggest show in all the world. Wouldn't you agree with that, Amy?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
We like any of our listeners that want to make plans to come, we do it on the network. So January 13th is the show, but tomorrow will be the big announce. The next segment that we do here on this show, I will give you a TV character. You have to name their job. For example, Amy, if I were to say Michael Scott, what's his job?
Office manager. Mm. Dunder Mifflin, head of the office.
He's the regional manager for Dunder Mifflin Paper Company.
Regional manager. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right. That's a tough one. But like Sam Malone.
What show's that?
Cheers.
Oh, bartender.
There you go. Red's bar. There you see. Okay. So I will give you a TV character. Tell me the job they play. That'll be in the next segment. So hang out for that. And Brad Paisley also coming up too. All right. Cool. Everybody good?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Back in a second. Get your
Bones, y'all.
Hey, I'll give you a TV character. Just tell me their job. For example, Amy, if I said Walter White, what would be his job from Breaking Bad?
Chemistry teacher.
Right. That's his job.
Slash meth maker.
Drug dealer.
Okay. Eddie.
Come on.
Lunchbox.
Yep.
Amy, write your answers down. Here we go. Number one, Monica Geller on Friends. What was her job? All three of you, write your answers down. Monica Geller.
Oh, boy.
I think I know this.
Monica Geller.
I'm in.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Amy.
She's a chef.
Lunchbox?
She worked at the coffee shop.
Eddie?
I put chef.
Amy and Eddie, move on. You're both correct. She's a chef. There you go. Okay, next question. Jerry Seinfeld in Seinfeld. Amy and Eddie?
I'm in.
You have survived the second round?
I'm in.
All right. Amy?
A comedian?
Eddie?
He's a comedian!
Hey, what's the deal with television? All right, good. The next one up. Philip Banks. Uncle Phil on The Fresh Prince.
In.
What was his job? Oh,
I'm in.
What was his job? Amy?
Judge.
Eddie?
Doctor.
Oh!
He's a judge.
Who always wins?
Judge and lawyer would have been acceptable. Amy's the winner. There she is.
Oh, no.
There she is.
Good job, Amy.
Play that song. You guys want to roll another round?
Yes, please.
All right, everybody back in. Next one up, Andy Taylor on The Andy Griffith Show. Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie, you're all three back in. What job did Andy Taylor have?
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
What?
Come on, Amy.
Amy, Andy on The Andy Griffith Show.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, he's not Andy Griffith?
Andy Taylor on The Andy Griffith Show. His name's Andy Taylor. Opie Taylor, Andy Taylor.
I don't want to. Oh. Okay.
Are you in, Amy?
Sure.
Amy, let me ask you a question. When him and Opie are walking in the opening scene, what's he wearing?
A suit?
No. What's your answer?
I wrote down police.
That's right.
Ah, yeah!
He's a sheriff.
That, sucker.
He's a sheriff.
Oh, whoa.
And she throws in a take that, suckers.
Dang.
Wow, Lunchbox.
I put a cop.
Yeah, good. Eddie.
Sheriff.
Good. All right, good.
Okay. Phew.
Okay, what's
who's in a suit? Is that's Matlock?
Okay, same
that's
guy.
True. He was an attorney, same person.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, no,
no. Well, no. I'm trying to.
You
explain.
Don't get bonus points.
No, sometimes I have to explain what is happening in my brain, and that's why I was picturing him in a suit.
Matlock is the same guy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But older.
I'm gonna look that up because yeah. that blows my mind.
Yeah, mind blowing.
Okay, Ted Mosby on How I Met Your Mother.
I don't watch that show.
Lunchbox should get this one.
I'm in for the win.
Okay, I'm in.
Amy?
Advertising.
Lunchbox?
Starts with an A. It's an architect.
Got it.
Boo.
Eddie?
I was straight guessing teacher.
Well, hold on. He did teach college as a professor.
Hey!
I do have to give that to you. Wow.
Come on. That's what I'm talking about.
Mike D, he was a college instructor. Do you give that to him?
I'll give it to him, yeah.
Thanks, wow. Mike D.
He was just guessing. I mean,
well, yeah, still got
I'm
it, though.
I'm sure at some point he advertised what he did.
Amy, you've been eliminated.
Okay.
The next one is SpongeBob SquarePants. What was his job?
He has a job? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've never seen an episode. I have no idea. Oh, yeah.
He loved his job so much.
I have no idea. I'm in for the win.
Yeah. I'm in.
Lunchbox?
Lifeguard.
Eddie?
I think he's a waiter.
Ooh, you're both wrong. He's a fry cook.
Oh, he's a cook.
He's a cook.
Dang it.
That's right. We got a sudden death between you two. Are you ready?
All right, we're ready.
Yep.
Buzzing with your name. When you know, I'm going to give you the first name of the person, though. Tony Soprano.
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Mobster.
Correct.
Yeah.
Winner. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
And they stay there. And they stay there.
And they stay there.
It's now sudden death for the championship today. Eddie, you've been eliminated. Sorry, just between Amy and Lunchbox.
All right.
Here we go.
Just one. Just don't write it down.
Yeah, just one. We're going right at it.
Oh,
we're going right at it. Okay. Buzz in with your name. What's the job of Heathcliff Huxtable?
Amy.
Lunchbox.
Amy.
Doctor.
Correct. Winner. Nice job, Amy. Nice win.
Thank you.
Nice win.
I don't know if we speak of him, but okay.
It's a character. It's a character.
All right. Thank you, guys. Good game, everybody. Amy's a champion today. That's fun, though. This is the Bobby Bones Show. All right. On Instagram, the show is at Bobby Bones Show. Coming up, Amy's pile of stories. What do you have over there?
So for all you moms and dads out there that might be dealing with kids that are begging for toys right now for Christmas, like there's this one mom that figured out a way to kind of shut it down right away. And I'll give you a tip of what she's doing and how you can implement it.
Is the tip no toys for anyone? That's a good way to shut it down.
I don't think that would not. No, that would cause screaming and crying and what and why me. But no, it's a good tip.
Okay, we'll do that coming up next. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So there's these Google smart speakers that will now let parents who can't get home before their children go to sleep record themselves reading a bedtime story and then the kids play it back. Huh?
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, it's like called Google Assistant, or it's an interaction that's used with Google Assistant for parents. And I'm like, this is amazing because so many nights that I can't be there, Stevenson would love for me to be able to read to him. And I'll be like, here, buddy, cuddle up with your little
computer.
Teddy bear.
And you guys give me a hard time for wanting a girlfriend that's a computer. Yeah, not having a parent who's a computer.
No. It's not to replace. It's not full time. It's just for those nights that you can't be there. They can still hear you read to them.
See, if this had been when I was a kid, I would have had a computer dad instead of no dad at all.
Mm.
Oh, man.
What?
I mean, you had to.
Well, hey, let me tell you what I saw, though. Speaking of like computers giving love,
mm-hmm.
I was on Instagram and they know I have a dog and love my dog. And so they feed me dog ads all the time. And so there was a dog computer camera that also feeds your dog treats. So you can watch your dog, but then if you hit the button on your app, it flicks at a treat from it. And it was like a couple people from The Bachelor that were selling it on my Instagram. But then I saw Jana Kramer was doing an Instagram story for it, too. I almost bought it, and I can't stop thinking about it right now. Oh, did anyone else see that pop up?
No, mm-hmm. but you should get it.
Probably because you guys don't look up dog stuff all the time, right?
Probably.
No, I mean, that's a real thing. I mean, because they know what I'm looking at, and they feed me ads that I think I would want. But I saw that. I thought it was a pretty cool invention. So I can have a digital parent and a digital dog taker.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty Perfect. Cool. What else?
Okay, so this Florida high school is the first one in the world to provide synthetic frogs for students to dissect in biology class. Which I think this is pretty awesome. They were able to find frogs that have the skeleton, the muscles, the skin, the organs, and even a reproductive system with eggs. All from like, you know, it's just fake. It doesn't have to be a real frog that you dissect. Which I don't even think I did real frog dissection.
Oh, I did.
If I did, I blocked it out or I was sick that day because that just grosses me out. But I think it's pretty cool that we're making progress towards this. Poor little frogs.
I was fascinated with frog dissection.
Oh.
Because they sent them in and... You know, they had been in that chemical that keeps them as fresh as possible. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they lay them out, and everybody fought for the bigger frogs, and you get the big frogs. And it was pretty crazy to see, like, how precise you had to be, but you could cut around all the little organs. It was pretty wild. I remember. I enjoyed it, I guess. I grew up, like, killing deer and squirrels and eating them.
Yeah.
And cleaning them. So I guess that part wasn't that weird to me because I started, you know, cleaning a deer when I was about 10 years old. So I guess I was dissecting deer before I was dissecting frogs.
Probably.
Suckers.
Yeah.
All right. What else?
Okay. So I have this mom hack for kids who are out shopping during this season because it's Christmas time and they're always like, oh, I want this. I want this. I want this. And moms get overloaded on what to do. So what she does is she says, okay, well, why don't you pose with the toy or the animal or whatever it is that they want. I'm going to take a picture and we'll send it to Santa and see if he wants to bring it to you. And then it gets the kids to stop talking about it. They're like, okay, take my picture, take my picture. And then that's end of story. And so what the mom does is she sends it to Santa or an aunt or an uncle or grandma or grandpa or cousin and a family member or Santa buys it.
Have you had any issues with your kids wanting a lot of presents?
No, luckily Christmas wasn't, they still haven't really figured out that that's what happens over Christmas. I mean, they kind of, like last year was the first year where they asked for one thing. They both wanted electric scooters, but that's because they rode it at another friend's house. And they're like, oh, you mean for Christmas we get to ask for whatever we want? But now they don't ask for like tons and tons of things. It's like they think it's just they ask for one thing and boom, they might get it.
What are your kids asking for right now?
Stashira wants like some hover thing. I don't even know what it is, but she's probably not going to get it because it looks dangerous.
I want one of those.
She calls it a hovercraft, but I think it's some toy for kids. It's like a hover. And then Stevenson wants like a police car. And I'm like, well, I'm probably not going to get that. So
you mean a real one?
No, he still is fixated on those little cars that he's too big for. Like the,
he wants like an even smaller one, like a kid.
Yes.
Drive around in.
And they do make those, but you have to be 3 years old. And he's 9, so.
So how do you fall in the middle of that, though?
I don't know, because he's too big for them.
You can't get him a car, and you can't get him a four-wheeler, or I think they call him an ATV.
No way, yeah.
Right, right. So what's that middle ground for him when he wants a police car?
I don't know. We had this one police officer that we met who also happens to be a listener that said Stevenson could do like a ride-along or something with him. So I thought about gifting him that, you know, just a one. It's not a car he gets to keep, but you get to go ride around with the policeman for a day. Merry Christmas.
And hope nothing like dangerous happens.
I don't know that it's a legit ride along, but maybe they take him for a ride.
You never know with a police officer, any ride along can turn into real deal. They're one call away. We got a 49-9er over.
Especially in my neighborhood. That it makes me think back to when this happened. And the police officer that pulled over to talk to Stevenson about this, like another police officer in our neighborhood was driving by and thought that something was going down. So he pulled in. He's like, is everything okay? Because like he was letting Stevenson blast the lights and the siren and do all the things. And so another officer just assumed our neighborhood, something was going down. I was like, no, we're good.
I do like that idea, though, of how to get your kids to stop whining about toys. Make them take a picture with it.
Yep. Take a picture. Yeah. I'm going to send it to Santa. Boom, done.
There you go. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A 26-year-old delivery driver is being called a hero after saving a 7-week-old baby from a house fire
while this driver was just out on his rounds. He had been on a delivery, sees smoke coming from a house. A woman with two young children shouted their baby was still in the home. This sounds like from a movie.
Yeah.
It was then that he runs into the house with the woman to rescue the child. He stayed with the family and helped to calm them down until firefighters and paramedics arrived. And then, by the way, went and finished his deliveries after this.
No, of course he did.
He said, it was just a normal day of work for me. I was doing my deliveries. I pulled up, looked over. I saw smoke gushing out of the house. My natural instinct was to just run across to the house. I shouted, is everyone out of the house? And that's when the woman shouted, my baby's still in there. I don't think she had realized it until then. As she ran back in the house, I went with her, and they got the baby and brought it out.
Wow.
The guy's just out doing his UPS or Amazon or Coors Light delivering and then saves a baby? Good for this guy. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Right, over to Amy with that Christmas morning corny.
The morning corny.
What do you call a greedy elf?
What do you call a greedy elf?
Elfish.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Bring in the quality Christmas this morning. All right, there it is.
That was the morning corny.
We will talk to Brad Paisley in a little bit. I do want to ask him, because I wonder people that don't listen to country music, if they recognize him as the nationwide insurance guy more than the country music guy.
Yeah, because you know he's always on TV.
Right. That he has that special coming out tonight. So we'll talk to Brad Paisley coming up. I get so many messages from listeners that love when we play easy trivia. Amy, would you like to explain easy trivia to our listeners?
Well, they're questions that you would think would be easy, but when you're under pressure, sometimes it's really hard to think of the answer, and then you come out looking not smart.
Okay, well, let's play easy trivia. Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie, if you miss it, you're out. Okay?
Love it.
Easy trivia. Amy, you're up first.
Ready.
At which fast food chain could you get a quarter pounder?
McDonald's.
Easy trivia, correct. Boom. Lunchbox.
Yep.
How many strings are on a regular guitar?
It's easy, man.
I've never played a guitar in my life. Five?
Five. The answer is six.
Oh, Eric? I would have guessed five, and I took guitar lessons.
Eliminated. Not easy,
but Eddie. Yeah, come on.
What president's nickname was Honest?
Oh, it's Honest Abe. Abraham Lincoln.
There you go. Correct. Easy. Morgan, number 10, I'm going to let you play, too. Lunchbox went out early, so we need another player here.
Okay.
You want to hop in?
Yeah, I'll hop in.
How many arms does a starfish have?
Five.
Correct. Nice.
Wow.
Amy, back around to you. Round two.
Bring it.
How many seasons are there in a year? Easy trivia.
Four.
Correct.
It's nice. Easy. It's nice.
Eddie.
Easy. Come on.
In the movie Stuart Little, what kind of animal is Stuart? In the movie Stuart Little, what kind of animal is Stuart?
I'm picturing it in my head, and I believe he's a mouse.
Correct. Hey, Morgan, number two, what's the top color of a standard traffic light? The top color.
It's either red or green. I just don't know which way it goes. Red.
Incorrect.
Dang.
No way.
Green, yellow, red.
Green on top, yellow, then red. Wow. Oh. You guys are just falling off like flies. Amy, according to the rhyme, who picked a peck of pickle peppers?
Peter Piper.
I have Peter. Is Peter Piper right, Mike D?
Yeah.
Okay. Peter Piper picked pickle peppers. Amy, you're still in. Good.
Okay.
Eddie.
Come on.
In what board game can you promote your playing pieces to kings? In what board game can you promote your playing pieces to kings?
Okay. That's checkers when you put it on top of the other one.
Correct. Amy, London is the capital of what country?
London, England?
Correct. Easy trivia.
Shout
Eddie,
out the crown.
Come on.
In what month is St. Patrick's Day?
That's March.
Correct.
I'm getting serious now.
Amy, what's the name of the chart that lists all the known elements?
Periodic table.
Wow.
Whoa.
Eddie, according to legend, what famous monsters would be afraid of garlic?
Vampires.
Correct. Wow.
Yeah.
Amy, on which continent would you find the country of France?
Well, Europe.
Correct. Eddie.
Come on.
In what did Oscar live on the show Sesame Street?
Garbage can. Right?
Correct.
Oh my gosh, don't scare me like that.
Amy, after English, what language do most people speak in the United States?
Oh my gosh.
After English, what language do most people speak in the United States?
Espanol.
Spanish, correct.
What up?
Good one.
Wow. Well, we're going to go to sudden death here, you two.
All right, come on.
No problemo.
Oh, boy. By the way, Mike D just hit me with a fact check. Mike D, what's the fact check?
The top color is red.
Oh.
Oh, so Morgan number two is still in it. What?
Oh.
Plot twist.
Well, Morgan number two, you're now in sudden death.
Oh, okay.
All right. She has a chance to come back and win it
here. She has no confidence at all.
Listen, I just saw it on the paper and I believed it. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Are you ready? All right, tiebreaker. Buzz in with your name, okay? Mm-hmm. Easy trivia. Amy, yep. Eddie, Morgan number two. What candy uses the slogan... melts in your mouth.
Amy Morgan.
Amy.
M&M's.
Oh. Correct. Amy's on the winner. There she is. Play that song for her. There she is. My fault that I'm out here getting loose. Gotta blame it on the boots. Gotta blame it on my juice. There she is. How you feel, Amy?
I feel pretty good.
Feel smart? Yeah.
I feel smart.
Good
stuff.
That's a good win.
You
Morgan
never know.
Number two, we really screwed you over on that.
It's okay.
Yeah.
We really hurt your confidence. You know, because of that, I do want to... Why don't we do this with Morgan number two? I know she has a, what, 26-year-olds care about over there right now. Mm. I'd like to do this as a way of me to say I'm sorry, and I want to give you a segment in prime time. What do 26-year-olds
care about? So there's a new spray on skin made by this company, and it basically allows you to spray on your skin and take away any imperfections that you have.
Oh, so it's like a filter.
Yes.
Oh, a real life Instagram filter?
Awesome.
Yeah. And it's called EST, like EST. But you'll never guess how much it actually costs, though, to use this.
I'll never guess?
Yeah, no.
How much?
Do you want to guess?
Well, why would I guess if I can never guess it?
Yeah. Well, it's $532.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Is it like a spray can?
Yeah. Well, it turns into like a skin-like feature, so you won't tell that it's just like normal makeup going on. It turns into like your skin.
Oh, wow.
As a product. That's legit. And
can you wash it off? Do you know that?
It doesn't say, but I would assume you can because it's a typical spray on. It just turns into a skin-like feeling. So if somebody touches you...
I would never wash it off. I would never... So I mean, I get my makeup done for these TV shows, and I leave it on for 3 days because I'm like, I just like to look pretty.
Mm-hmm.
I would never wash the stuff off my face.
Yeah, you would just spray that on and let it live there until it flaked off.
I'd build a new face. All my imperfections, I'd just give me a new face with that stuff.
How do you spell that, Morgan number two?
EST.
Oh.
Is this something you can buy now?
Yeah, it's hitting stores December 4th, so tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
EST. Wow. Yeah. All right. There you go. Thank you, Morgan number two.
You're welcome.
That's what 26-year-olds care about. What do 26-year-olds care about? The Bobby Bones Show. How concerned are you with all the cameras on your phones and your computer and the little camera on your TV that people are watching you, Amy?
I mean, I think that they are. So I guess I'm not really that concerned. I just, if it's like people needing to do it for safety, then okay, fine, spy away. But if it's like a creeper looking at me.
What do you mean people for safety spy away?
Okay. Like if they're having to monitor everybody in order to catch somebody bad, then okay. I guess I'm okay with that a little bit. You know what I mean?
You know, I'm under the other side of it.
Oh, really?
Like they shouldn't be looking it through holes and listening through stuff. Period.
I know, but they just are. So
right.
I'm like, whatever.
I can't.
I'm not going to fight it. And if that there's a percentage of it that is for the good of us and safety of America or whatever, or the world, then okay, I'm fine. But yeah, if somehow somebody's using it to be a total creeper and watch me, then that's weird.
Well, they are.
Okay.
And they are listening on our Alexas and
yes. Well, series. Alexa, they're listening to us just to like learn how to sell us more. I feel like Amazon is straight up hacked into our lives so they can make money.
Do you tape any of the holes?
Yeah, my husband does. I don't, but he does. He has all the holes taped.
Which, and he would know more about it than we do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he's 100%. Yes, we're being watched.
The FBI has now warned U.S. citizens, if you're out there listening, mm-hmm. that connected televisions can provide hackers a window into their homes, encouraging owners to stick tape over their smart TV cameras. If the FBI is saying this, mm-hmm. then that must mean a bunch of bad guys are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Tuesday's top songs. Here's Amy. You want to sing them for us?
I mean, I'll try.
All right. This it's the same as last week.
Oh, okay.
Number three, Remember You Young, Thomas Rhett.
And no matter how much time goes by.
Are you making that up?
No.
Because you just jumped right into that, and it doesn't sound anything like the song, but good for you for
exactly
just going in.
That's exactly how Thomas Rhett says it. And no matter how much time goes by, I'll always remember you young.
Okay.
That doesn't
Let's see
sound
if
anything.
That matches.
That sounds just
I don't,
like
let,
him to
go
me.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
And no matter how much time goes by.
Yeah.
You got the words right. Okay.
Okay.
Number two, Old Dominion, one man band.
I don't want to be a one man band.
There you go. That's good.
I don't want to be a one man band.
Amy, let me ask you this. Back to the TV thing in the holes. If you knew how to hack phones and TVs, would you look through people's?
No.
Because I think I might.
No, you would not. No, you wouldn't.
Like, just to be funny?
No.
Like, talk to people through it? Like, the baby monitors when someone's, like, hacked into a baby monitor?
No, why would you
so
want to scare somebody like that?
Like, if I could get into your TV, Amy, while you're watching, it'd be like...
You wouldn't
be like, Amy.
No, you're saying you would do that, but you wouldn't be able to go through with it. You wouldn't be able to do it. You'd be like, this is wrong. I'm not going to do it.
I don't think I could do it in someone's bedroom, but, like, living room, that'd be fun, huh?
Okay.
Or, like, flip the channels, because in school... Somebody was smart and brought a universal remote to class one day, and they could mm-hmm. change the channel all the time.
Oh, that's funny.
And what if I could, like, hack your TV and, like, show you The Office, make you watch The Office only all the time?
Okay, that could be funny.
Right?
That's harmless hacking.
Oh, okay. I'm into harmless hacking.
Yeah.
Number one, Luke Combs, Even Though I'm Leaving, number one song this week. Again, third week in a row. Amy, sing it.
And even though I'm leaving, I won't miss you. I just need you by my side.
Close. But even though I'm leaving.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go, though. My top five songs of the decade. Just to look at yesterday when I did 10 through 6. And number 10 was Little Big Town Girl Crush.
I got a girl.
At number 9, Thomas Rhett, Die a Happy
if
Man.
Never get
at number 8, Casey Musgraves, Merry Go Round. At number 7, Tim McGraw, Humble and Kind.
Always stay humble and kind.
And at number 6 on my top 10 country songs of the decade, Dan and Shay, Tequila.
When I taste tequila.
So here we are. This is my list, top 5 songs of the decade. Amy, what was your number 1 before we get over to mine?
Okay, I went with Sam Hunt, Body Like a Back Road.
Why that song?
I mean, it was a hit for like ever. It still is. Remember?
I do remember.
Remember?
I do remember. Eddie, what about you?
Mine? Okay, I did change mine. I'm not doing Old Town Road. I'm not doing that. Okay. From 2013, Luke Bryan, That's My Kind of Night.
The cornrows grow, my
Why are you laughing at that?
I don't know. This is not what I was expecting Eddie to pick.
Why not? This is my jam.
I would have went Drink a Beer if it were me with a Luke Bryan
song.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, but this is my Luke
fair.
Bryan
It's
jam.
Your list. Okay, here we go.
That's my kind of night.
My top 5. Here we go. Number 5.
Wait, are either of ours on there?
Number 5, Body Like a Back Row.
Oh!
From Sam Hunt. 2017.
Turn it up.
I know every curve like the back of my hand. You went 15 in a 30.
A song that I had to hear so many songwriters go, well, I could write that. And my answer was, well, then do it.
Yeah.
Then do it. Then why didn't you?
Yeah, where's your hips like honey?
Yeah, exactly.
Something it's so sweet.
At number 4 on my list, Country Songs of the Decade from 2016, Maren Morris, My Church.
Can I get a hallelujah?
fun fact, didn't go number one.
Crazy.
Crazy.
So good.
Yeah.
I mean, not good that it didn't go number one. Such like, a good song. It's
her
crazy.
Career. Yeah. At number three, the song was gigantic. We weren't on the station when it blew up, but cross genres. Also, when you get rappers on songs, you know it's gotten to a whole new level.
Lil Nas X, here we go.
Florida Georgia Line Cruise.
Oh, yeah.
And again, not my favorite song, even of theirs,
it's
but
huge.
Undeniable at how monster it was. 2012, FGL Cruise. My top 10 songs of the decade were now to the final two songs. Any guesses, folks?
Yeah, it's got to be an Old Dominion song.
Ooh, One Man Band. It's out now.
It's out now. He's already predicting.
You love Old Dominion.
I would say it would Stick Around as the song of the decade.
Stick Around?
Oh, it could. Excuse it's me? 2019. Oh. I'm saying, like, in 10 years, we'd look back and be like, that's a song of the decade.
But it's going to be in this decade.
Yeah. Okay, listen. I think it's going to be something Luke Combs.
You didn't put Luke Combs.
I didn't.
Oh, wow.
And Hurricane almost made the list because it did insert Luke Combs into our lives, and he's such a big deal now. This was almost made it. At number two, from the year 2010, The House That Built Me, Miranda Lambert.
If I could touch this place, I'll feel it. This brokenness inside me might start healing.
That means I have one song left, friends.
Interesting.
It's from 2015.
Ooh.
Top 10 country songs of the decade. I like to tell a personal story about this. Once I do, you'll know it. Okay. So it was about 2014, late 2014, early 2015. I'd had a guest in on the show 3 to 4 times. And some of corporate was going, why do you keep having this guest in? Mm-hmm. And they were like, why do you keep having him in? Because nobody knows who this is. And I was like, because they're so good. And they're like, yeah, but research says, and I'd never been a big research guy anyway. They were like, research says you shouldn't have on people that listeners don't know who they are. But I'm like, he's so good, and he's written songs for all these other people. And they're like, we don't care. And so I had him on again. And I got in a little trouble, a little pushback. And thank God, like 3 weeks later, he goes on the CMAs with Justin Timberlake and plays this song here. And that guy was Chris Stapleton, and it's Chris Stapleton. If you look back on our YouTube and see Chris play the first time when he played like Josh Turner, Your Man, which he wrote, it wasn't the Chris Stapleton that we all know now. It was Chris Stapleton, the songwriter, that was so freaking good.
Mm-hmm.
Our studio was like, had Jack Daniels on the walls. I mean, it was old school.
I remember thinking too, like, why does he keep bringing this guy in? I mean, he's good.
But one time you just, something. Yeah, I don't know if you mentioned this part because I know you have before, but you called him and he was like in the shower. And then he called you back when he got out of the shower.
He's like, Bobby, I'm in the shower. Let me call you back. Yeah. And I think that's why Chris and I are so cool now, because I was just like an advocate of what he was doing. But he's not changed as a person.
Nope.
He's the same Chris Stapleton. But my number one song is Tennessee Whiskey from Chris Stapleton here of the decade. Just has put so much good music in our life. 3 records. Traveler, From A Room Volume 1, From A Room Volume 2, won all the awards. Everybody wants to be like Stapleton. So, I mean, this is the song for me. And although, he didn't write it, by the way.
Yeah, it's a George Jones song, right?
Huh?
Is it a George Jones song?
So, it's been George Jones. You know who else? I think George Jones covered it, too. You may want to fact check this, because I believe the writer was actually... Dun-dun-dun. Go back... You know this, Eddie.
I mean, it's not Willie, is it?
Tennessee Whiskey is written by, it's been covered by a few people. Its biggest hits. Tennessee Whiskey was written by Dean Dillon, and it was covered by George Jones and David Allan Coe both.
Nice.
David Allan Coe was the other one I was thinking of. So there you go. Chris Stapleton put it out in 2000.
It's a good number one.
Is all that, it was written in 1981. Is all that right, accurate, that I just said? I don't want to mess up the fact on the song of the decade.
Song of the decade, yeah.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Back in 2017, this family in South Carolina lost a backpack with some items in it, like a computer, some other things. And this homeless guy finds it and he's like, I got to do the right thing. Jumps on his bicycle, rides 7 miles to their house and gives it back. Well, about a month later, he gets arrested for having illegal substances, and he's going to get sentenced to prison. The family says, no, we want to sponsor him, and we want to be his support system.
Wow.
2 years later, he graduated from a drug program. He's clean, has a job, turned his life around thanks to this family.
Holy mackerel. That's a great story. Wow, that's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Brad Paisley.
Here he is joining us. Hey, what's up, dude?
How are you, Bobby?
Hey, it's
good to talk to you.
It is. It's good to talk to you. Hey, let me ask you a few questions that I've been meaning to ask you the next time you come in. First of all, because you're on my TV everywhere I look at this point, do people, do they ever recognize you as just the guy from the insurance commercials?
Yeah, pretty much all the time now. Basically, it's like, do you sing?
Yeah, you're all over these commercials, and people that have no idea about country music, I wonder if they just know you as the nationwide guy.
There's some of that. I think what's been great about it is that I get to kind of goof around with Peyton. And first of all, his timing's amazing. He's just – there's no athlete that's ever had this kind of, like, comedic career. I made the joke to him. I said, not since O.J. Simpson. But it's pretty remarkable what he's doing.
Brad Paisley is on with us now. We're going to talk about this special coming up in just a second. But I did see, too, that your sister-in-law, as she said, that you keep your guitars in the freezer. Because there was a picture on Instagram of a guitar body in the freezer next to some pizzas. And
yeah, and
you are such a guitar, like you know how the wood that is chosen. Like you're so into guitars. So I wonder why the guitar in the freezer.
It's a really long story. It's one of those anal strange things. Well, anal might be the wrong word, but it's one of those really like things where I get obsessive about going and making guitars exactly what they ought to be. And over time, the finish cracks and they sound better because the finish loosens up from the body. So if you take a new guitar and you put it in the freezer, the finish cracks and all these little hairline cracks, and I swear it sounds better. I could tell.
I do want to ask you, too, about the store, because, okay. And by the way, the store is the name of it, right, Brad? Just so people aren't thinking of being generic
right.
Here. So tell our listeners what you guys are doing with the store.
It is a free grocery store for those families in times of need when somebody lost a job, somebody got, you know, health problems, they can't pay their bills. If they qualify and they're trying to get back on their feet, then they can come through and get free groceries and a shopping experience. And they get dignity because it's not a handout with a paper bag full of food they don't really want. It is, they get to choose the vegetables they're taking home. They get to choose the bread, whatever they're going to have. They have an allotment. And the kid gets pushed around in a shopping cart, gets to ride the little mechanical horse out front. Whatever it is, it feels like the kid went to the store. That's why it's called that. Because the dignity of being able to sort of not have the child feel the stress of like a soup kitchen or a food pantry.
Man. So great. Brad Paisley's on with us. And I do want to talk to you about tonight. Your special's on. It says Brad Paisley thinks he's special. It's the every fourth commercial. It's it. So the network must love it if you have every fourth commercial. Because every time I turn it on ABC, we see it up there. So tell me about the show.
I think ABC just needed to show a loss on something for the year. So I got this. It's a really fun concept that I had that was basically what if I got together with a bunch of my friends in Nashville and had some musical guests do the song they wanted to do, which is fun because like Kelsey and Darius and Carrie and Peyton and all these people came to play, as well as the Jonas Brothers, if you've ever heard of them. They show up and everybody got to do kind of what they thought would be fun and get to do like a song they wanted to promote or themselves wanted to just showcase. And we all goofed around and showed sort of how fun Nashville can be. And, you know, there's a segment I do with Chris Harrison about the bachelorette scene, which, as you know, is a threat to our safety in Nashville at this point. If you go down Lower Broadway, it's very, you run the risk of either being killed by a car, a scooter, or a pedal tavern. Am I right?
Yeah, they're everywhere.
And so we show sort of the nightlife of Nashville in this show a little bit. And we had a ball. I mean, I got to kind of have carte blanche and do what I thought ought to happen in a TV special, and we'll see if it works.
Tonight, 8/7 Central. Brad hosts it. He produced it. I'll read you some of the guests going to be on. Kelsey, Hootie, Jonas Brothers, Chris Harrison, Peyton Manning, Tim McGraw, Darius, Carrie Underwood. And it was filmed at War Memorial Auditorium. They also went down on Broadway and shot a bunch of stuff, too. It's humors and skits. And, Brad, hope the show does awesome tonight. Appreciate your time.
Thanks. You got to be in one if we ever do another one. You
okay.
Got to come goof around with me.
You got to – I have like 9 layers of people now. I don't know if you've heard, but I'm not a big deal, but I act like it.
You're definitely a big deal. And you've always acted like it, but finally you really –
Oh, wow. That's funny. Dang. He's always the funny one. That sucks. All right, Brad Paisley tonight. Brad Paisley thinks he's special. Brad, we'll see you soon, bud.
I appreciate you, Bobby. Good luck with everything.
Bye-bye. Yes, Bobby Bones. You guys send me so much good stuff to talk about. Sometimes we open up the mailbag.
Bobby's mailbag.
Bobby, my name is Will. I was hoping you could give me some advice on my proposal idea.
Ooh, okay.
My girlfriend and I have been together for almost 3 years, and I wanted to propose to her on Christmas.
Okay.
I know it can be cliche, but I thought going into 2020 engaged would be ideal. We've lived together for a year. She's starting a new job in the spring that we will actually be moving to Chicago for. I think it makes sense to go into that being engaged. I was planning on proposing at her parents' house on Christmas. I thought it would be special to have her family there at once since they're all super close. I was going to have a Christmas ornament with the words, "Will you marry me?" Mm-hmm. I've dropped some hints to her to get her thoughts on holiday proposals, and she doesn't seem to be against them. But I was wondering if it's your opinion that it's okay to propose on Christmas, and if so, how do I make it feel special? Thanks.
Okay. I already feel like, Bobby, you're not going to like this, but tell me what you think.
Well, it's not that I don't like it.
You don't like Christmas proposals.
I don't.
Why not?
I'm not an advocate of proposing on a day meant for love already.
Mm. And then you say you're also getting a gift anyway, so you're using it as a way to just get the gift, which is a ring.
Because you got to get someone that you're close with like this. A great gift. And a lot of dudes just go, well, might as well get engaged.
Yeah, might as well give her a ring.
That's mostly the reason that I'm not an advocate of. I'm just not the guy that goes propose on a holiday. I love the idea that her family's there.
Mm-hmm.
Could probably do that on the 24th. Christmas Eve's pushing it.
What if you do it on the 26th?
It's the best. That's the best to
the
me.
Day after?
That's the best to me because you get to celebrate your special day together and then have another special day. You get to extend the special dayness.
But then he can't use the ornament there. That he made.
Right.
It can't on the 23rd or 24th. I think if whatever your heart tells you to do, I think you should do that. I am not a fan of proposing on an already holiday because then it's always a double up holiday. You should have your own day for each other, your own anniversary of these.
But later you don't really celebrate proposal anniversary.
Correct.
So it's fine.
Grinch. The Grinch of proposals.
You mean you?
No, you.
Me?
Because you're holding it against me here. All I'm going to say is...
No, you're the Grinch. You're the one that doesn't want him to propose on Christmas Day.
All I'm going to say is, if you want to do it, okay. But I'm not for proposing on holidays for that reason. Have a special day, but then have your own special day outside of that.
Yeah.
Amy?
Okay. I mean, I think it's fine. I think the ornament is cute and it is convenient. Her whole family's there. My whole family was around it wasn't a holiday, but my husband proposed and gathered everybody.
Wasn't a
holiday, but it was super cool to like have everybody there after I said yes, of course. So that being said, you better be super for sure she's going to say yes because that could get awkward.
So how about the 23rd?
Yeah.
If you're like going to her place. Or the
oh yeah,
the
20, they already or live even, together. So
do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I would encourage you to find your own special day.
Yeah, and if you want us to go into the new year 2020, Mary, you have what six
do you know
days?
How great it would be to propose on the 30th, because then you have New Year's Eve together as an engaged couple.
Mm-hmm.
That would be great. Mm.
Could he propose on New Year's Eve?
You can propose whenever you want. You know what?
No. I want to know. Is that considered a holiday?
It is.
Because if it's not a gift holiday.
It is, though.
No, but it's not a gift.
But you asked if I am against proposing on any holiday.
What about getting married on a holiday?
Well, Amy did that, so I'm okay with that.
Okay, thanks.
I'm okay with that. I love that you're in love and getting engaged. I can read the email and feel the excitement.
Mm-hmm.
I would encourage you to have your own special day outside of a holiday. That's all. And Amy does not.
I think it's fine.
You can go to our Facebook and put your opinion up there on our Facebook page. just go over and search Bobby Bone Show on Facebook.
You can propose on Valentine's Day, which really drives Bobby
crazy.
Oh, my
God. Now my blood's boiling. All right, that's the mailbag.
And that was Bobby's mailbag. Bobby
Bone, come on. Ozzy Osbourne turned 71 years old today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, happy birthday to Ozzy Osbourne. He was the leader of Black Sabbath, the Osbournes reality show. Hey, do you do an Ozzy impression, Eddie?
I'm gonna do Sharon.
He does a pretty
little
good
bit. I mean, that was on the fly, too.
Eddie does any impression. Ozzy, how you feeling on your 71st birthday today?
Hey, didn't you realize it was my birthday, Bobby?
Ozzy, do you have a favorite country artist that you listen to?
Country, probably Keith Urban, because he kind of sounds like me a little bit.
Without the...
Without all the drugs.
No. All right, Ozzy Osbourne was the lead singer of...
Black Sabbath.
Right.
He ate a bat.
Okay. He took the, ripped the head off a bat.
Yeah.
Not ate the whole bat.
Whatever.
I'll give you the name of a band, Amy. You just give me the lead singer.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You have 10.
Oh, my gosh.
If you don't get 7 out of 10, you fail.
Okay.
Come on, Amy. You got this.
Who's the lead singer of Old Dominion?
No, stop. Now no,
we didn't do anything.
No one said a thing to you.
I know. Matt. Theo.
Excuse me?
I don't know. I know him, but I can't think of it right now. All I have is Trevor in my head.
The answer is Matt Ramsey.
I just said Matt.
You can't. You don't get first name credit. Only last name credit. No, only last name credit for people.
Oh, I said Matt, and you looked at me like it was Charlie.
Then you changed it.
So then I said Matthew, and then I was like, shoot, am I wrong?
No, you do not get credit for that.
I didn't know I needed last name, too.
Yes, you know in any game, like Jeopardy, last name works.
Oh, my gosh. I know it's Matt Ramsey. Go.
Here's a clip of Old Dominion again.
Now I'm irritated.
All right. Here is a clip of Lanco right here. And can you know that? Who is the lead singer of Lanco?
I hate y'all.
What?
Oh, this is easy.
And then he did nothing except sit over there.
What am I doing?
Because I know them and I can't think of their name. Give me a hint.
They love you too, Amy.
I know. I like him too. And he sold hot dogs at the...
Brandon Lanco. No, not Brandon Lanco. Brandon Lancaster.
Okay, go.
All right, you're 0 for 2.
I thought you were giving me like heavy metal bands.
Dixie Chicks, lead singer.
Natalie Maines.
Good. Of course. Good, good, good. Runaway June.
Well, there's the lead singer.
Who's the lead singer?
Which one is considered the one that was on your podcast? I can't even think of our. I can't even think of any of their names, and I know all of
Amy,
them.
She loves you too.
She does. She's Amy's biggest fan.
Stop! She's not, and I really like her. I don't like this game. I'm not playing anymore because my brain is.
Because you can't get them.
I can't even think of our friend that is like we know.
Naomi Cook is the lead singer of Runaway June.
And our friend that we know,
Jen.
Yes, okay. I couldn't even think of her name.
Amy's on tilt right now.
Wow.
Big time. You have to get all the rest of them right. No Doubt.
Gwen Stefani.
There you go. Nirvana.
Kurt Cobain.
Correct. Foo Fighters.
The guy that also...
Matt Ramsey.
Yeah, Naomi.
Foo Fighters.
The guy that also plays the drums.
For Nirvana?
Yeah. Dave Grohl.
Correct.
Thank you. Oh,
she's so mad right now.
I am. I'm just irritated
at
myself.
We did nothing to you. I tried to put the easy ones up top.
Other than that, my brain was just going blank. Go ahead.
Queen. I see a little silhouette. Lead singer of Queen. Scaramouche,
will you do the bandango? Thunderbolts and lightning, very,
very frightening me. Come on, Amy.
Give me a hint.
Brandon Lancaster.
He loves you, Amy.
Gosh.
Freddie Mercury.
Oh, I knew that.
My favorite guilt trip is Eddie telling you that these people love you in the middle of the question.
You're such a liar, Eddie.
The Rolling Stones.
The Rolling Stones.
Lead singer of the Rolling Stones.
Mick Jagger.
Correct. Guns N' Roses.
Hold on, I'm just making sure I have the right person in my head. Because Steven Tyler is as Aerosmith. Guns N' Roses is the other guy. I don't know.
What's the name of the band, Bones?
Guns N' Roses.
Gunner Rose.
Axl Rose.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
You didn't win the game.
What do I have next?
Well, it's over, but here's the one. If you're Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Wanna feel Bobby Bones. I don't know.
Anthony Kiedis. She suffered mightily, and she lost friends along the way, too.
I did.
It was both. She embarrassed us all and lost us all friends.
I mean, but obviously, you know that I would know Jen Wayne, but
yeah.
I literally could not think of her name. Like, that's how blank my brain was.
Yeah.
Matt Ramsey, Brandon Lancaster, Naomi.
What's Naomi's last name? We just talked about it here.
Cook.
Okay.
Good one.
I love you, and I just suck at games sometimes.
Okay. Well,
it's like easy trivia, but not.
Just kidding. You don't get your song. You don't get your song. Well, let's take a minute and thank you for your time, Amy.
Yeah, I hate myself. Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Amy, do you have nightmares at all?
No, I have weird dreams sometimes, but I wouldn't classify it as a nightmare.
What's a weird dream?
Oh, I don't know if I can say.
Wait, sex dreams?
Yeah, I'm sitting right here. It's awkward.
No.
Wait, what do you mean you don't know if you can say?
No.
Well. The turntables have turned.
No, it's not. But I don't want to say one I had the other night. I even told my husband, like, right away. I didn't even want to tell him. I was embarrassed. I was like, what does this mean?
Okay, so either you're pooping or having sex. The two things you don't like to talk about. Which one is it?
The second one. Wait, no, the first one.
Oh, what'd my you God. Say?
Wait, is it your dream? Are you?
Why are you? It's so weird you're asking me this after I had the weirdest dream of my life.
Was your dream using the bathroom or having sex?
Yes, it was using the bathroom. And it involved Velcro.
What? What in the world?
I know. So, yeah, but that's not a nightmare. Mm-hmm. What about you?
Well, hold on a minute. Is it that you get stuck somewhere and you can't find a toilet or what?
No. I used the bathroom and it was Velcro. I don't know.
On yourself?
No. No, it was just that's what I went to the bathroom and it was Velcro.
Poop was Velcro?
Yeah.
Well, that hurts.
I don't know why or what.
I wonder what's happening in your mind.
I know. Why are we talking about this? This is not what we were supposed to talk about. I didn't even want to tell my husband, and now I've told the whole land.
The land. Like we're in the land before time or Game of Thrones. I have told all the kingdoms.
I've told all the land.
Well, because I was going to tell a story about having nightmares, but I didn't know what your nightmare situation was.
Well, it's that.
Okay, so you have dreams about, but that could be a nightmare for you.
I mean, yeah, it was really weird, and it's very vivid, and it hurt.
Yeah, it hurts me just thinking about it.
And then I had to talk to my husband about it, and he's like, I don't want to hear about this. And now he's probably having to re-listen to it right now, and he's like, why is she talking about this? So, I mean, but you have nightmares and, like, legit ones.
Well, I did for a long time. Yeah. They've been fewer and far between, but yeah, I had some issues where, you know, just, I got jumped, got attacked, had some PTSD stuff, but for a long time, I had to take medication to not have nightmares. But now they say, researchers say, that it's the area of the brain that we have nightmares because they help us prepare for actual scary situations in real life.
Mm.
So they discovered that after the participants woke up, the same emotion regulating the brain areas respond to scary situations much more efficiently. Like the nightmare is a warm-up for what might happen. When it does happen, our brains are a little more ready for it. So, Amy, when you look down in the toilet and there's Velcro down there, you're going to be a little more prepared for that.
Okay, thank you.
That's so weird.
It is weird. And now I feel even more weird. So, thanks.
I just thought you were going to go to having a sex dream.
Nope.
Because I think that's a little more common.
Well, I don't know how to explain this one. It was bizarre. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was very, very vivid.
It was bizarre. Mm-hmm. Well, the whole story of this was, and now I feel like I just got trumped by a better story coming from Amy's personal life, but that we have nightmares because what happens is we have them thinking these situations might occur in some form of our life, and then when they do, we're a little like we stretched for the situation. Does that make sense?
No, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. There you go. You know, I think on this note, we're going to go.
Yeah, let's just go. Thank you.
Amy, what's happening today?
I think my husband and I are going to visit a school today.
For the kids?
Yeah. We still have no plan. We have no house to move to. We have no school to go to. We're just still figuring that out. But the pastor at our church told us about it, this other school. So now we're looking into that. And we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about you?
Well, tonight is the overnight night on American Idol. So I'm going to be working until like 2 or 3 a.m. here and then come right to radio in the morning.
Perfect.
So we're doing Hollywood Week on American Idol right now. And what happens is they do the auditions and they get paired up with somebody and then they get, and then they have to practice all night. And I'm the guy that's with them mentoring them all night. But so what happens is I do that all night and then I come right over here. So tomorrow, if I'm either cranky or super funny or out of control, just give me a pass, you know?
Okay.
Because I'm coming right into work from American Idol. So just give me a pass. That's all I'm saying. We good on that?
Yeah, we'll keep that in mind.
Thank you very much. Hey, appreciate everybody for hanging out and listening to the show. Really, you mean the world to us, meaning we could not be on the air doing a show without you. So thank you very much. And we'll see you on tomorrow's show. Goodbye, friends.
Bob and Bone.
You can find us on Facebook, too, at Bobby Bones Show.